Welcome back. You're listening to Rivers of Unicorns, the hub for tech enthusiasts. We're a virtual accelerator that supports innovative ideas and startups in underserved communities, setting them on a path to exponential growth. We are supported by the Kaywood Brown Foundation and powered by NetApp. Please visit our website, www.riversofunicorns.com, for more information and be sure to sign up for our programs. I'm Amy Harry, and with me is my co-host for today, Satoya Odubemi. Let's welcome our guest founder, Steve Taripaye Irima, the co-founder of Sosi Cake. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you so very much, Amy Harry. It's a pleasure being here, and I want to thank you guys for having this and having me here as well. Rivers of Unicorns, you guys are doing great things. Thank you so very much for having me here.
It's a pleasure. Awesome. Yeah. So our first question for you, tell us what Sosi Cake is all about and how does it work?
Okay. So Sosi Cake is a social marketing tool, right? That is made up of 14 different softwares, right? That gives anyone the power to dominate on four different fronts, right? You can dominate on four different fronts, both on social media marketing, content marketing, messenger marketing, and influencer marketing. I beg your pardon, as well, right?
Fabulous. So what inspired the idea for the company?
Yeah, what inspired us was, okay, like when, you know, we're a tech company, we build tech startups, right? Yeah, so when we first started, it was very, very difficult getting being able to scale from where we started from, right? So you will understood that lots of billions of people are actually using Facebook, right? So that means our potential customers are actually playing around on Facebook. So how do we get them? How do we convert them from Facebook into customers? So we had this level of difficulties, you understand, initially when we started. But after a while, we started getting it right. We started getting there. So we now saw like, okay, if we as a startup, we are kind of experiencing this kind of issues, it means 1,001 other businesses, right, are actually experiencing the same difficulty getting customers from Facebook, like converting Facebook users into customers. So that was how Sosi Cake came about. So we had to build it to enable everyone, like virtually anybody, to be able to make the best out of Facebook and other social networks. Yeah.
Awesome. Sounds intriguing. Okay. So you took a problem and you turned that problem into a service that you're giving customers a solution. But yes, let's go back to that, your problem, right? Can you tell us specifically, like, a challenge you experienced, like highlight maybe one?
Most times, yeah. Initially, the major challenge we had was the cost of our ads. Yeah, running ads on Facebook was really, 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 really very expensive. It was like you're gifting all your budgets to Mark, right? And I don't think Mark really needed that money that much, right? It was charity. So most times when you run an ad, you want to get like 1,000 customers, you end up spending over $100 per customer, per lead. And that's really, really expensive. So we didn't really understand the intricacies that had to do with getting leads at a very cheaper rate. Right now, not just getting paid for those leads, also how can we get organic leads, right? Not just spending $1,001 on ads, right? How do you get these leads organically now? And also, how do you interact with your normal your fan base on social media, right? So that was a serious issue we had. So we were able to like develop each and every tools we had. We had different tools for different that solved different problems. We had different tools that enables us to have cheaper ads, right? To enable that dropped the amount we spent on our ads. We also had tools that enabled us to make rich posts, right? We also had tools that enabled us to convert normal pictures into viral traffic and tools, right? So we're now able to bring all of them in together to now form Sosi Cake.
Ooh, amazing. So can you give us a statistical overview of your business's growth? What did it look like from inception to now? What does that look like?
Yeah, we launched last year, January 2019. Well, so far we have 10,000 active users, right? So we also have, and those 10,000 active users, they've been able to create 18,300 messenger bots, right? Then we also have those some number of users have also been able to create over 427,000 posts, Facebook posts, right? Using SusieKick.
Amazing.
Okay. When you talk about your growth, for instance, now, would you say your business has grown by maybe 30%, 50% in your customer acquisition or in the rate at which you have lead conversions?
Yes. Okay. So, basically, we've experienced a good level of growth. Like when we launched January, we had roughly 6,000 users, right? But since then till now, we've been able to generate like 4,000 more to make it up to 10,000, right? So currently now, we also have different marketing funnels. Now, based on what we have on our funnel, if we are able to send like roughly 100 users, 100 leads to our funnels, right? Or 100 visitors, I beg your pardon. When we send 100 visitors to our funnels, we're able to convert them at 23%, right? So, and currently now, our annual churn rate is about 6%.
Oh, that's really, really good. Okay. Yeah.
So if I came up and I wanted to be a SusieKick customer, how would you approach that? Just talk me through it, because it's all the textbook. So talk me through, I'm just a normal individual, I'm interested in how SusieKick can help me.
Okay, you have a business, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, how do you acquire your customers?
On the social media.
Are you online?
Yes, I am.
You're online, okay, right. Yeah. So how about the ability to be able to tap into a larger pool of customers than what you have already?
I need it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, now, like SusieKick, now we also have a messenger bot, right? You understand that currently Facebook Messenger has over 1.3 billion users, right? Now, and your messages on Messenger has a higher open rate than normal email messages, right?
Right.
Facebook Messenger, Messenger has over 90% open rate, right? Now, that's way, way above normal email marketing. And most times, like, okay, as you are now, you're here, you're having a webinar, right? Now, who is actually talking to your leads, who is engaging with your leads now on your site? I believe you have a website, right? Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have someone that is currently engaging with your leads?
No.
Okay. Now we have automated bots, right? Automated messenger bots that interact with your leads. So once they come to your site, instantly they start interacting with them to be able to convert them into buyers.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you. This explains it. I get it now. Awesome. It sounds like a really interesting kind of concept, and I'm thinking now, who's taking care of my business while I'm away? Okay, back to you, Amy.
Great. So with the COVID and lockdown that we've experienced and everything, what has the impact on your business been? Has it been positive? Can you highlight something?
Trust me, the COVID has been, the experience with COVID hasn't been funny, considering how more damage that's done across the world, right? Especially here in Nigeria, it hasn't been really, really, really funny. And I just want to appreciate those persons, especially those on the front line, that are actually trying their best to make sure to keep us safe and keep us alive. I'm like so very much grateful to them. Now, as a business, well, we've been able to adapt to the changes that we are forced to adapt to as a result of the pandemic, right?
Yes.
Now, when it comes to the opportunities now created by the pandemic, I know, well, it's kind of sad to say a lot of businesses in Nigeria are not really digitally ready, right? Now, that's where SusieKick comes in. You understand? We are try to help a lot of persons, like fix this particular issue, right? Like at the peak of the pandemic, a lot of businesses around the world had to quickly switch to operating remotely. We ourselves actually did that as well, right? So basically, how prepared are lots of our businesses today to be able to adapt to these changes, these much needed changes? Now, of course, as a result of the pandemic and the sudden need for people to physically distance, the way businesses operate had to change, right?
Yes.
No more business as usual. So what's important is that we learn how to create effective strategies that can help ourselves and our clients, you understand, to be able to scale, right? And of course, this is very important. Now, for those that will be able to be on the forefront, for those that will be on the forefront of this surge, are those that are already prepared, you understand, have prepared themselves by actually knowing how to leverage digital tools, right? Which is exactly what SocieKick is, right? So everyone needs to learn how to leverage these tools, right? And of course, there's going to be no hiding place for both employers and employees. So if you're not digitally savvy in this 2020, of course, you're going to struggle.
So thank you. That kind of gives us the SocieKick's place in view of the global tech industry and its constant evolution. So where do you see the company in the next 10 years?
Okay. I see us in every household used by virtually everybody, both in Nigeria and across the world, right? Because our aim is to solve problems, right? To help people solve problems. And our intention is to bridge the gap, to reduce the distance between point A and point B, right? Every business is moving from point A to point B, right? So our main aim is to be able to reduce that distance between point A and point B by simplifying everything, simplifying the entire marketing process, simplifying the entire content getting process, simplify the customer engagement and conversion process, and everything that enables a business, whether a newbie or a seasoned business person, to be able to build a business, acquire customers, and scale effectively. Yeah, so I see SocieKick gaining global adoption.
That sounds really great and really very futuristic. So our program, as you know, is called Rivers of Unicorns. This brings us to our last question for you for the day, okay?
Okay.
So now, thinking about what a unicorn is. A unicorn is valued at $1 billion, but there's more to a unicorn than just the money they have. So with that in mind, which unicorn would you like to be and why?
I would say Salesforce, yes, because I think basically they put their customer first and their staff first as well, right? So it's a company that is built around their customers, and we are trying to build ours around our customers. We are not building a product for users, right? We are building products for actual persons, you understand, that actually a product actually solves a particular problem for someone, not just a statistic, right? So I think Salesforce actually does exactly what we want to do. So that's exactly where we are headed as well.
Perfect. Thank you, Steve, for taking time out to join us today. It was such a pleasure chatting with you.
Yeah, thank you so very much for having me.
Thank you. It was a pleasure having you.
Yeah, you're welcome. My pleasure as well.
All right, folks, we've come to the end of today's episode, which was brought to you by NetOps, an organization focused on building people and systems in Africa to leverage internet opportunities for social and economic development. This is done in partnership with the Kaywood Brown Foundation, a youth empowerment and development foundation focused on preparing the leaders of tomorrow today. You can learn more on the foundation's work through their website, www.kaywoodbrownfoundation.org. That's www.kaywoodbrownfoundation.org. And be sure to follow them on their various social media handles. On Facebook and Instagram, it's at Kaywood Brown Foundation, and on Twitter, it's at KWB Foundation. We hope you've been inspired to start looking at the problems in your communities as marketable solutions. If you do and need help, please log on to our website, www.riversofunicorns.com. That's www.riversofunicorns.com. And be sure to sign up for useful resources. Until the same time next Friday, we are your hosts, Amy and Satoye. Have a lovely weekend.